Ay, yan eh. Itype yung laing iti cellphone nyo ti Bombo. Capital letters, space. Itype yung iti WX. Capital letters, space. Itype yung iti vote. Tapos ipatuloy iti 29765. Okay, now we have now Mr. Bobby Fischer live from Japan through Mr. Bombo Palo Mercado. Bombo Palo, please, good evening.
Hello?
Hello,
all right. Okay, nothing. We just have some technical adjustments over here. Can you hear me now?
I hear you, yeah.
Okay. All right, we are on the air over Bombo Radio right now. And we have a co-anchor, it's Melchor, but I'm going to ask some questions. First of all, I'd like to ask you, Bobby, how are you?
Not very good.
Yeah. Why?
I was illegally arrested July 13th as I was boarding, going to board a flight for Manila from Tokyo.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were coming to the Philippines then?
Yes. July 13th of this year.
Uh-huh.
I've been in prison ever since then. They're preparing to deport me to the U.S. to be murdered by Bush and the fucking Jews.
Okay. Did they give any reason for your arrest?
Yes. They claimed that my passport was revoked, which was a flat-out lie, you know. Absolute lie, total lie. My passport was perfectly valid. You know, I would like everybody to go to the website where they can get all the information. I have a very, there's a very long statement of facts there, and it has all the truth, you know. You know?
So they said that your passport is
that the U.S. said it was revoked.
It was revoked by the U.S.
And they destroyed my passport. Then they turned over my passport to the U.S. Embassy, and the U.S. Embassy punched holes through it.
So now you don't have any passport?
No, I have no passport. And also they're preparing to deport me to the U.S. for passport for using a revoked passport, an invalid passport.
Well, the news about your arrest came several days, maybe that's about 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
How come they have not yet deported you up to now?
Well, I don't know. They're just taking their time. I think they want to make it, you know, go through the motions of pretending that, due process of law, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And also, I think they may be waiting for the Olympiad to begin. And then when they ship me back, it'll just be like a tiny little story. Everybody will be glued to their TV with their beer and enjoying the Olympic Games. And there'll just be a small story in the back, you know, Fischer was sent to the U.S. And nobody will be too upset because they'll be enjoying the Olympics, you understand?
Yes.
It's all been prearranged and timed. And then I will be tried, convicted, sentenced, imprisoned, and tortured and murdered.
Murdered?
Yeah. If you go to the website, I want to give that website.
Yes.
If we can give it a few times to make sure everybody gets it through the interview, okay?
Okay, go.
This is HTTP.
Mm-hmm.
.. No, it's a semicolon, yeah?
Semicolon, yes.
/ /home.att.ne.jp/moon/Fisher/
Okay.
Why don't you read it back? You have it? Let me read it one more time. HTTP.
Okay.
/home.
Home. As in H-O-M-E?
Yeah. Let me read it again.
Okay.
That's http://home.att.
A-T-P.
A-T-T.
A-T-T. All right.
Let me read it again. home.att.ne.jp/moon/Fisher/
Moon
Fisher, spelled F-I-S-C-H-R.
Yes.
You got it? Why don't you read it if you have it written down?
I will. http://home.att.ne.jp/moon/Fisher/ All right.
Yeah. And then you go there, you get the statement of fact, and there's all the documents. Everything is there. Maybe we'll give the address again later, okay?
That's right. All right.
That's the key, because, you know, there's so much more than I can explain in 5 minutes, you know?
That's right.
But it's totally illegal. The Japs know it. Everybody knows it. You know what I mean?
That's right. You've been living for quite some time in Japan, and this is the first time that this kind of thing happened to you?
Yeah, this is a vicious betrayal. They stabbed me in the back. They got one fucking call from the U.S. Embassy, and, you know, they're ready to sell me down the river. Doesn't matter how much money I spent with the Seiko Corporation. I spent about $300,000, paid them, gave them my ideas, gave them my time, gave them my money, you know, and then spent a fortune on Japanese electronics here, spent a fortune going to Japanese mineral baths, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars just going to the mineral baths with my friend, you know?
Yes.
Well, and now they're just there. They get one call from the U.S. Embassy, and they're sending me to prison in the U.S. to die. And really vicious cocksuckers here in Japan, you know? It's a disgraceful country. I was a fool not to see what kind of fucking animals they have become under 60 years almost of Jewish American occupation, you know?
Yes. So you're
animals here.
You're mad at the Japanese government, too?
Damn right I am. Totally illegal, and they know it. They're just scared. If they give me justice, they will go to jail. They'll be screwed, you know? Everybody is so scared shitless of the U.S. here, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But it's totally illegal. It's all based on a letter from somebody in the Philippines, the Philippine Embassy of the United States of America, Manila, Philippines, December 11th, 2003.
Coming from the embassy here in Manila.
Yeah, the U.S. Embassy there in Manila.
Uh-huh.
And this letter says my passport is revoked, right?
Yes.
Dated December 11th, 2003, but they never sent this letter to me. They just made it up. You understand?
Yes.
Because when they send you this letter, you have a right to appeal within 60 days. And then when you have a hearing, if you lose a hearing, you have a right to appeal again within 6 years. It's a very long process to try and revoke your passport. But they claim, they sent me the letter, I got the letter, I ignored it, and then I'm traveling on a revoked passport. All absolute lies. The Japs know it, the Americans know it, the press knows it, everybody knows it.
You did not receive any letter?
No. And not only that, I was at the U.S. Embassy in Bern, Switzerland a few weeks before, and they gave me extra pages from my passport because my passport was all full of stamps. I couldn't hardly travel because I had no space to get the visa stamps, you know?
Yeah.
So I went to the U.S. Embassy myself, gave them the passport. Mm-hmm. This was in October to November of 2003.
Uh-huh.
I went in there. It was October 27th. I gave them my passport. I said, I need extra pages because I can't, I have no place for the visa stamps, you know?
Yes.
They made me wait a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. And then they said, the Washington says that it's blocked. You can't get it. You have to call us and then we'll see what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me back my passport. I gave them my phone number in Switzerland. They gave me their phone number. Then I left the embassy with my passport. Then we went back and forth on the phone for about 10 days. And then on November, I think it was November 6th, 2003, they gave me the extra pages.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was the end of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, and I never heard anything more from the Americans, you know?
Yeah.
And now suddenly they say, oh, they sent me a letter a few weeks later revoking my passport. All absolute lies, you know?
Yes.
But everybody is pretending it's true. And the idea is just to get me to America, you know what I mean? Then when they get me to America, they say, yeah, well, maybe there was some mistake made. Maybe Fisher shouldn't have been, had his passport, you know, revoked and destroyed or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But it doesn't matter now, he's in the U.S., that he said terrible things and he's a terrible person, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
See, that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
See, the date I got the extra pages from my passport was, let's see, I got it right here. It was November 6th, 2003.
Uh-huh.
And then this letter is dated November 11th, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
But they never sent it to me. They're just a fake letter. Mm-hmm. They had absolutely no proof that they ever sent it to me. They ever got it, nothing. And as a matter of fact, December 11th, I was still in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
They could easily have called me on my mobile phone number, you know?
Yes.
You know?
Yes, yes.
So, it's an absolute lie, a setup. The Japs don't care. I explain everything to them. They're not listening. They got instructions to send me back to the fucking U.S. I think everything has been timed for the Olympics, you know?
Yeah. Well, but they...
I couldn't call you before because I was at another prison.
Uh-huh.
Where it was impossible to phone without, you know, freely. Now here I can phone freely. I mean, they may cut us off, but it's like a payphone that you use, you know?
Yeah, okay. But, you know, I've been called by some of the news networks in the United States, and they've been asking me, why is Fisher calling you? Why not the newsman from the U.S. or from Europe?
Yeah. They won't let me on live, Pablo. They've had a few people have come around from the TV stations, and I think 60 Minutes or whatever. But, you know, they just want to record stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then they will use what they want or not use what they want or use nothing, right?
That, okay.
I like to go out live. You know, that's my way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be edited and censored, right?
That's right. You said that before.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you want, I can read this letter. It's just all lies. But anyway, I say it's all on the Internet. The letter's on the Internet and the three pages of the laws that they sent along with the letter, the enclosure is on the Internet. Everything's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all lies. There's absolutely no way if I got such a letter, I'm going to ignore it and throw away my rights.
Hmm.
You know, the CIA has, you know, electronic devices everywhere. They got 14 different spy organizations in the United States. If I knew about it, they have it on tape. They have something, right? They got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
They haven't got a fucking thing, you know? I never heard of this letter. They never sent it to me. They're just fucking liars, you know? And also, this letter from the embassy has no address. It just says Robert James Fisher. No address. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So they keep their flexibility. See what I mean? They can make up later where they sent it to in quotation marks. You understand?
That's right. Oh.
Absolute crooks. Oh, you see what the U.S. is doing all over torturing people, you know?
Oh.
It's a shit country, a country of criminals. It's always been a criminal country, you know? But I want everybody to go. I want you to read that website address again and download all the material.
Mm-hmm.
Could you read that again, website?
Yes, it's HTTP.
Let me just check my copy so I make sure you read right. Okay.
Okay. The website address is HTTP /home.att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/.
Right, right.
Okay. So everything, all of this is that's been happening to you, still part of that... conspiracy?
Yeah.
Really, yeah?
See, they've already robbed all my belongings in America. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember I said I wasn't going to pay any more taxes on that property I had, that land I had in Florida?
Yes.
They've already taken that, you know. They
really?
I refuse to send them any more tax money, and I refuse to send them the mowing fees. They want you to send money when they say the lawn becomes overgrown, you know?
Yes.
So they said, since I refused to pay the mowing fee, which was, you know, a few $100, they said, and then they said, we're going to fine you like $500 a day. So now they say I owe them like a couple $100,000.
Really?
Yeah. So they say that's more than the property is worth, and they're auctioning off my property. You see me?
Yes.
So they stole all my property. They've stolen all my rights for my books, right?
Yes.
They made illegal movies. And also, I believe they stole up some of my stuff in storage in New York, too. If you will go to this website, that's also there. The Morgan, Manhattan Morgan Storage Company, or something like that. You go there, you'll see a letter, a long correspondence with them also. I believe they also stole stuff there, because I think Ellsworth was also paying the bill there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he also conspired with them to steal a lot of extremely valuable stuff of mine there in New York.
Yeah.
So they've stolen all my belongings. They've stolen my land property. They've stolen all my rights, all my book rights, the movie, everything. They've stolen my name, right?
Yeah.
They say Bobby Fisher Teacher Chess is the trademark of Learning International. And now I see that searching for Bobby Fisher is the trademark of Viacom.
Uh-huh.
So they've stolen all my name, they've stolen all my property, they've stolen all my rights, and now they want to put me in prison also, you see?
Yeah.
They're absolute criminals, the Jews. The Jews are behind this. It's a filthy Jew country. The United States is totally evil and corrupt. And they're going to get what's coming to them very, very soon, thank God.
Yeah, I heard that.
They'll be around to see it, but it's coming soon.
Yeah, you said that before. The U.S. got what it deserved during the attack at the World Trade Center.
They're getting what they deserve. That was just that wasn't even one millionth of what they deserve.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
So what are your views about Iraq?
What are my views?
Yes.
The United States is completely wrong. This is a criminal, what they're doing. They're poisoning the land with depleted uranium, killing people off by the tens of or hundreds of thousands there, robbing their oil every day, robbing tens of millions of dollars of oil every day, or I don't know, hundreds of millions every day, right?
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely criminal in every way, and everybody knows it, you know? They went in there for the oil, and they went in there to dominate the Middle East, and they intend to grab the Iranians' oil, too.
So you think Iraq is just a reason for them to do something about that?
Huh? No reason at all.
No reason?
And they murdered Saddam's two sons, and they murdered one of his grandsons there? Absolutely vicious, criminal in every way. And then they call the people who are fighting back terrorists, you know?
Yes. So who's the real terrorist there?
Bush is the terrorist, the Jews are the terrorists, Israel is the terrorist, Sharon is the terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Wolfowitz is the terrorist, Pearl is the terrorist, Rumsfeld is the terrorist, all Jews. They're all Jews except, I think, Bush. I don't think he's Jewish.
Uh-huh.
But everybody else, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, I think they call Wolfowitz, we're Wolfowitz now, you know?
Do you have a message for Mr. Bush?
Yeah, you're a fucking murderer, Bush, and you're going to get what's coming to you. You're a fucking liar, you're a degenerate.
Okay. Next month, it's the anniversary of the World Trade Center bombing.
Yeah.
What are your views about it?
Well, look. This is since then, you know, how many people have the U.S. killed? Like hundreds of thousands in Afghanistan and Iraq. Do you still want to dwell on that?
Well, okay.
How many people have the United States killed with their ally Israel? How many people did Israel kill through all the decades?
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands they've murdered over in Palestine.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is just that train center thing was just a pinprick. It was nothing compared to what the U.S. deserves, and nothing compared to what the U.S. is going to get.
All right. Okay. Let's get back to your situation right now.
Yeah.
So if they're going to bring you back to the U.S., are you prepared to face the U.S. courts?
Then there's no justice there. Everyone knows that. The whole country's a vicious dictatorship. The plan is that it's going to be a kangaroo court, and they're going to murder me. You know, there's no question.
You seem quite sure about
me. Huh?
You seem quite sure about that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't see any possibility that probably one of these days the Japanese authorities might just free you?
Well, I don't know. I'm very disappointed with these people. It looks like everything is all set. You know, as I say, they're going through the motions waiting for the Olympics to begin.
Uh-huh. So,
and then under cover of everybody sitting back with a beer, you know, watching the Olympics on the TV, they're going to set the shit me back, you know?
Yeah.
See, everybody will be feeling good, and then they won't, you know, it'll kind of erase the bad feelings that some people would have otherwise. You see what I mean?
Yes.
You know?
So, you seem resigned to your fate.
Well, I'm here in a prison right now. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm just to go see my lawyer, I had to go through about 10 doors.
Really?
Yeah.
And what does your lawyer say about the situation now?
Yeah, well, she says it's all illegal. Right? Everybody says it's illegal. Everybody knows it's illegal. But it's obviously just a setup, you know.
I guess.
I've been kidnapped by the Japanese police, and they want to illegally send me back to the U.S. See, the U.S., first of all, like, it's very difficult to deport me because this alleged crime I committed in 1992 is not a crime anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And even if it were, it's a very long, difficult process to deport somebody, you see?
Yeah.
So they made this end run around deportation by claiming that I came in, had an illegal passport. Absolute lie in every way. There's not any truth to it, and everybody knows it, you know?
Yes.
Just a few weeks before this alleged letter, they gave me extra pages for my passport, which they sewed into the passport, you know?
Yes.
But they didn't want to touch me in Switzerland, because Switzerland is neutral. So they waited till I'm in Japan where the U.S. is in control.
Uh-huh.
You see, I was very stupid not to realize that the Japanese had absolutely no self-respect anymore.